Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1765. The topic is nutrition, and the title is, What is the best source of protein? Ooh, good question. One of my clients, we were doing weekly communication, we talked back and forth, and they were asking about this question, like, what was the best source of protein? What was interesting, though, is the client is struggling to eat the minimal amount of protein. Their calorie allowance is between 1,500 to 1,800 calories, depending on, you know, whether it's a training day, non-training day. But right now, they're struggling to get in at least 80 grams of protein a day, which is far less than what I would ideally like them to be at. One of the reasons why they're struggling so much is because they're overanalyzing what they eat. They're worried about whether or not they're eating the best things to the point where they're actually like not eating enough of anything. So our main focus at this point is they're hitting the minimum of their calories. They're between like 1500 to 1600 every day, but the protein is so low. Like some days they're only getting 40, 50 grams of protein. That means that their carbohydrates and fat consumption are so high because there isn't the offset of the calories from protein negating the calories contributing from carbs and fats towards their total daily calorie count. So they're over-consuming their energy nutrients and under-consuming protein, which is causing havoc everywhere. They're not losing the body fat they want. They're not losing weight. They don't feel good. They don't look good. They don't have any muscle definition. Just nothing is going well. And as I've tried to coax them to eat more protein, we got into the discussion. And our discussion was, hey, let's think things through in the sense of a kind of like a priority list of protein needs. What is most important about protein? Depending on where you are in your journey. So for them, the most important thing about protein is they're just not eating enough. It doesn't matter where the hell it comes from right now. We just need to get more protein in their body. Whether that's animal source, whether it's plant source, whether it's high fat, low fat, liquid, whole food, who cares? Just get it in your face. So I was sharing with them tips on how to have quick and easily accessible protein sources around. And you can order that through Amazon, Instacart, however you can, depending on what you have available in your area. Just having things on hand so they can start eating that more often. And then we'll worry about the quality. I don't want them to, you know, do anything that would hurt their health in the meantime. So I'm not saying, you know, eat something that has 10 grams of protein but 100 grams of sugar, and then we'll worry about health. I'm just saying, hey, just get in any source of protein. Then we'll worry about whether it's, you know, the right digestion rate or not, or whether it has, you know, if it's a plant source protein, does it have the right blend of amino acids? Let's just get some protein in. Let's get the basics. Let's get the minimum. And that's kind of the first thing. Then we look at timing, and then we would look at kind of the sources. So I wanted to share today's podcast, the discussion that I had with her was what is the best source of protein and kind of like a protein priority list. The number one priority is just to get enough in. We have on our website, www.brutalirongym.com, free nutrition education page. The first document is how to create your own nutrition program. And it'll tell you how to figure out the protein amount that you need. It's going to be roughly, if you were to say what your lean body weight was. So if you were to, you know, wear a two-piece bikini to the beach, have your shirt off at the beach for your guy, you know, whatever your like best beach body would be, around that weight is the weight that we would want to use, so our lean body weight. We would want a minimum of that body weight times 0.6. So 60% of our body weight. It is how many grams of protein we would want. So if I have, you know, if I weigh 180 pounds times 0.6 is 108. So I would want 108 grams of protein as my minimum. So 0.6 is the minimum. And then we would say, okay, if I'm getting 0.6, that's the minimum. What is the right range for me? The range of 0.6 to 0.8, and that's, again, lean body weight times 0.6 to 0.8, and then that is how many grams of protein you should have. That is if somebody's, like, minimally active, minimal muscle damage, they move around, they do some things, but they don't really lift weights aggressively, they don't really exercise aggressively. That's kind of the minimum. That's like if you're just alive and you want to be functioning relatively well, 0.6 to 0.8 is the range. Then we get into higher numbers if you do more muscle damaging or kind of body stressful activities. So if you do running, rucking, lifting weights, whatever the heck else there is that's involved out there in the world, there's everything. But if you do physical exercise and you beat your body up and you make it, you know, exhausted and you wear it out some, then you're going to want somewhere between 0.8 to 1 gram. And I usually have clients go up to 1.2. So 0.8 to 1.2 grams of protein per lean pound of body weight. Now, when I have clients who want to maximize muscle growth, especially ones who are taking supplements to increase protein synthesis, we would go above the 1.2 grams. But that's going to be kind of the range for most people is 0.8 to 1.2 if you're lifting weights. So if you're listening to this podcast, you probably do some type of exercise. If you do weight training, weight-bearing activities that cause joint stress, muscle stress, body stress, you want to live in that 0.8 to 1.2 gram range. And then you would increase that, you know, if you wanted to. You could see if it helps your recovery, if it helps your energy at workouts. You can just play with that a little bit. But that's a good kind of ballpark to be in, is that 0.8 to 1.2. So when it comes to what is the best source of protein, it doesn't matter what the source is until you're in the right range. So the first focus, the first priority, protein priority, is to get in the right range. Make sure you're consuming enough protein. Then, priority number two, the second thing we start to look at is, okay, we do want to look at our food choices depending on the time of the day. So that is a big thing, is what you choose for protein is it's more important to base it based on the time of the day than the specific food. And what I mean by this is, you know, like white fish is a very fast digesting protein source. There's a time of the day where that's a good choice. There's a time of the day where that's a really bad choice. So it's important to know that. It's important to know that although white fish is typically considered a fast, good protein source, there actually is a time of the day that that would not be good. That would not be optimal. It wouldn't be best. So looking at timing then tells us what to choose. So for our daily meals, which is every meal except for the last meal of the day, the daily meals, our goal with protein selection is to eat a protein source that digests quickly enough that you're hungry for your next meal. So if I want to eat at 9, 12, 3, and 6, I'm just making up numbers. I want to eat something at 9 that allows me to feel hungry again at 12. I want to eat something at 12 that allows me to feel hungry again at 3. Say you eat at 7 in the morning, and you're not going to get to eat again until 12:30 or 1 o'clock. You would want to pick a protein source that digests long enough that you don't feel ravenous within 2 or 3 hours, so it actually lasts that 5 to possibly 6 hours. So for daily meals, you choose a protein source that allows you to feel hungry by your next meal, not too early, not too full, but around the next meal, you can say, yeah, I could eat again. That's typically going to be whole food protein sources. So you're probably not going to do a protein powder drink and then expect that to last 5 hours. It won't. You'll be very hungry quickly. But a whole food protein source, and then you're typically looking at what would be considered like moderate to lean fat content. And that's typically a protein source that provides 4 grams of fat per 4 ounces or less. Okay? So 4 grams of fat or less per 4 ounces. That can be chicken breast. That could be fish. You can do cheese sticks as a snack. There's eggs for breakfast. There's about 4 million other things out there. But that is the idea, is you're going to pick moderate fat to low fat protein items. And then that's going to be your better choice for daytime meals. Again, the point is to just be hungry by your next meal. Not too too hungry too early, and not too full that you don't want to eat your next meal. Then the last meal of the day is the different one. We want to eat something before we go to bed that digests very slowly, so there's a sustained release of amino acids, protein, into your bloodstream throughout the night. So it's best to eat slower digesting protein sources before you go to bed. That's commonly going to be higher fat content protein sources. You can also get into like whey protein and casein protein. There's different supplements for that. But the idea is to choose a slower digesting protein source. So that way your body's getting that protein dripped into the bloodstream throughout the night. So it's like an IV of protein. It just gets broken down and dripped into the bloodstream, broken down and dripped into the bloodstream all night. So it's typically going to be whole food and higher fat content. Now that could be the fat content in the protein source itself or just added to the meal. So you can do a lean protein, then just add on oils, you know, like olive oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, stuff like that. Or you could do a fattier type of protein, which might be like, red meat or a steak, you know, sirloin steak or something like that. Then the third timing component would be is pre-workout, intra-workout, or post-workout. Pre-workout would be, you know, about 20 or so minutes before the workout. Intra-workout is in the workout. And then post-workout ideally would be within, say, 20 minutes after the workout. If you're consuming protein around those times, it's best to be powders and liquids. Whether that's a powder that you mix yourself or a pre-made, an RTD, which is called a ready-to-drink protein source, but it's typically going to be liquid proteins. So those are the timing considerations we have, is daily meals, eat enough that you're hungry by your next meal. Your evening meal, you want to eat a higher fat or a slower digesting protein. And then pre, intra, and post-workout are going to be liquid proteins. Now, that is, again, the first two priorities for protein is, number one, is getting in the minimal needs, getting in the right range. Number two is then consider the timing of when you're consuming the protein. Then number three is, okay, now we look at what proteins. Typically, this breaks down into a discussion of animal protein versus plant protein. Animal protein is a more complete protein source. It has a better inclusion of all the amino acids. When we think about protein, we're looking at amino acids, and there are many amino acids, kind of like different components that make up protein. Animal proteins tend to have all of them. So if you're having a few sources of animal proteins, you really don't have to worry. You're pretty much covering your basis. If you do plant protein, so if somebody is a vegetarian or you just have limited animal product intake, you're going to have more variety to make sure you cover your needs. The reason why is plants tend to have a high amount of some amino acids, but a low amount of others. So therefore you need to complement the highs and lows of each plant source to make sure you get the complexity and the fullness. So for example, like beans, lentils, peas, for example, they have a lot of lysine, but they don't have a lot of methionine. Therefore, you would pair that with rice, wheat, oats, quinoa, so kind of like grains, because they tend to be high in methionine, but they're low in lysine. So those are kind of complements. So you'd look at like rice and beans. That's a very common mixture that you would put together if you were looking at plant proteins. Then there's nuts and seeds, and they tend to be a good source in quite a variety of amino acids, but they also tend to be low in lysine. So you would want to kind of pair those with beans, lentils, and peas as well. And then you look at soy products. Soy does actually have a pretty well-balanced, profile of all essential amino acids. And that's foods like tofu, tempeh, edamame. They're going to be good all-around sources, but you have to eat, kind of a lot of them. And usually people don't want to eat that much of, tofu. So they tend to then blend that, like I said, with, beans and rice and oats and quinoa and things like that. You also have, seitan is a good plant-based protein source, buckwheat. You have other types of seeds, like chia seeds, hemp seeds. But the idea with plant proteins is you have to have quite a variety of sources to make sure you cover your needs. I do work with people who are vegans and vegetarians. I've helped them compete in bodybuilding shows, and they looked great. So you can build muscle on a vegetarian diet. It just does take a little more awareness of what you're doing, a little more number crunching, because you don't want to overconsume carbohydrates in order to get your plant proteins in. So there's a little more work when you're doing it as a vegetarian or vegan, but it's absolutely possible, no doubts. So animal versus plant, you could do either one. Animal is just easier. Plants, you have to just make sure you have a lot more variety to make sure you cover your needs. But that's essentially what we look for when we say, okay, what are the best sources of protein? The true answer is nothing matters until you're eating enough protein. And then what the best protein selection would be is actually based on the timing of when you're eating it. And then you would look at actually specific food choices. So I thought that was helpful. A couple takeaways is to just make sure you're eating multiple sources of protein a day. Don't eat I'm going to eat, beef and rice 4 times a day. Get a little variety in there. It's better to have multiple sources of proteins just to make sure you round out all the amino acids. And it helps also decrease protein allergen development. So get a variety of proteins in. Eat what you like and eat what digests well. That is going to be more important than eating specific foods, but if you hate them and you're not consistent with them, and then you burn out and you're never really hitting the targets you need. So eat what you like, eat what digests well for you, and they match the minimums you need, and it matches the timing, and kind of considerations of, daily meals being leaner whole foods, evening meals being higher fat content whole foods, and pre, intra, and post workouts being liquid proteins. So I thought that was a fun discussion to share. If you have any follow-up questions, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which I really appreciate. You can do that on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.